Blog Talk Radio.
The Rebecca Roth Show, where the light shines out of the darkness onto the elephant in the room.
Well, welcome everybody. You're listening to the Rebecca Roth Show. This is an abbreviated version of her hour-long Saturday show because she's been sick and I've been sick and we weren't sure we could get through a whole hour without dying. So without further ado, I bring you, dragged from her sickbed, kicking, screaming, coughing, wheezing, choking, and gagging, Miss Rebecca Roth.
Fasten your seatbelt. Going to be a bumpy night.
I'm not sure if I can handle any more bumpy nights, man. I'll tell you, it's been really bad. But let me just squelch all conspiracies right here and now. This is the second round of this upper respiratory infection I've had. It's not anything the cabal is giving me. It's not anything the government's giving me, or trolls, or anyone else. It's just an upper respiratory infection, and it's a kicker. So let's just squelch the conspiracies right here and now. Welcome to the Rebecca Roth Show. I'm not being voice morphed. It's really me with a really bad cold again. Now, I'm the person that never gets sick. So it's been like every 10 years, about once a decade, I catch a cold. But this one, it kind of came and around the holidays when I know the conspiracy nuts on Facebook were thinking something was up and I was, scheming. I don't know what was I was doing. I was working for the CIA, I bet. I was on a special assignment. Actually, I was having Christmas with my family and then I got sick right at the beginning of the year. So got over that and here it is again. So I'm just a couple days into this and I'm hoping it goes away really soon because like I said, we didn't know we could do this for an hour today because it's been pretty bad.
And you don't get much writing done when you're hot, coughing and hacking.
No, it's really hard. It's really super hard to type. But I have some cool things. I have the artwork already for the cover. I'm so happy with that. That's going to look good. And I should have that out to look at here in the next week so I can actually look at it and kind of touch it and see what the cover's going to look like. And I'm very excited. It, always when you do a book and you want to think, what's the cover going to look like? I mean, I remember that when I did Methodical Illusion and I had this really complicated, for those of you who have read it, I had this really complicated cover art in my mind. I was thinking Paris, you know, and the kaleidoscopes of the streets, and Vera was running from the man in black, and something in Seattle with the space needle and a sunset on the ocean, and all these wild things kind of blended in together.
And as Richard Dreyfuss said in the movie, What About Bob? It was a disaster, Faye.
I guess it would have been. And it's funny because when I got to that point where I was thinking, okay, I got to get the cover, and I went to bed and I said, God, show me the cover. And I literally woke up the next morning. My feet hit the ground and I saw that piece of the puzzle that is on the cover of Methodical Illusion. And I saw it in my mind. I'm not even an artist. I ran into the office with a pencil and grabbed a piece of paper from the printer and I drew it out exactly what I saw. And, then I worked with a graphic artist to get it all put together. But this one really came much easier. So it's kind of fun. But I did love the simplicity of it. And I cannot tell you how many people have said to me, well, you did find the missing piece of that puzzle, the 9/11 puzzle. And I guess I did. And then,
the problem is you found more missing pieces.
Yeah. Well, what happened is after Methodical Illusion came out, then all these people kept coming forward and sharing other information. And so that brought me Methodical Deception, brought it to you. And then I also got a hold of all the Freedom of Information Act stuff that a researcher who asked to not be named. I've been accused of not giving him credit by some troll. And I'm here to tell you that he asked to never have his name mentioned. But he had done a lot of Freedom of Information Act draws from the federal government. And here's what he told me. I found this really interesting. In 14 years, he couldn't get one 9/11 researcher to be interested enough to buy an external hard drive to send it to him to upload to look at this information. So I said, well, I'll do it. I'll look. I'd love to have that information. So I did. Out of all the 9/11 researchers out there, I did it. And he was like, I can't believe it. Finally, somebody's going to look at this. But then what I found was that the stuff was, you know, government data, it's radar and text and all this crazy stuff. And I needed some people to help me. And you know what? They showed up, and they're still showing up. So it's very exciting. But it's not just me doing it. It's a whole bunch of people that knew stuff, but it just didn't make sense until they understood what really happened, because it was very different than what we were shown and told over and over and over again. Remember brainwashing, how it works. If you tell a lie often enough, it becomes people's reality and truth. So that's kind of what happens. But anyway, that's what's going on there. So the little update, a new book's coming along as best as I can. It's real hard when you're having a coughing fit to type, I know. I've tried it. But listen, we're going to change some things out. We're going to continue to do our Saturday show, same time. Today we're going to do a short show. And I guess I better pay attention because it is going to be short. I'm so used to having all this time. But I'm going to do a whole bunch of videos, shorter ones. So if you have any questions about how I discovered things, about either the methodical illusion or writing methodical deception, feel free to shoot me an email.
And when you say videos, you're talking about you're going to post these on YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. So if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, you want to do that. And you can find a link to the YouTube channel on any one of the websites, methodicalillusion.com, methodicaldeception.com, and RebeccaRoth.com.
And I think what will be fun is not only will she be talking about her writings and her investigations and her research, but she'll be talking about topical subjects. Our last couple of shows, you know, we've dealt with what's going on in Oregon and those kinds of things. So she'll be talking about timely things. They'll be short. They won't be, you know, they could be anywhere from a minute to 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just depending on what the subject is. And they'll be on YouTube and they'll be maybe every day or they may be every day, just
and
whatever the mood is.
I've got things set up so that I think I can get this done and do just a real short one. So what I'd like to do is be able to find things, because I do a lot of news watching, and find things that are interesting and I think you should know about, whether it's the, you know, and the rise of the Chinese yuan, or the something else going on where the petrodollar looks like it's starting to weaken, or
and certainly anything that has to do with aviation.
Oh yeah, if there's plane crashes and stuff like that, I'll be all over it. So that's what we're going to do, and I'm looking forward to that. So if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, you want to do that. Also, I spoke with Doug Hagman and the Hagman and Hagman Report, so you can find them on Facebook, and I can't remember the name of them, but you can go on Facebook and find the Hagman Report. I'm going to do another show with him as soon as I get this book finished, I think. So very excited that I really Doug. He was quite an investigator himself. So
now we also have some good news with regards to the Methodical Illusion, the book.
Oh, yeah.
Those of you who have read that book in the paperback form know that it's got all kinds of really cool errors in it. And, you know, we made those corrections in hardback and in the Kindle versions. But the paperback has just kind of slogged along, and we haven't been able to get it changed because the publisher wouldn't allow those changes to be done until he got to a certain point in his inventory. Well, that point has come, and so the changes have been made. And so if you order that book on Amazon or any place else, you'll get the new version, which is the corrected version. What this means is I think the publisher has about 200 or 300 copies of the original edition one with all the famous little errors.
Like,
in it. that, you know, we just kind of actually laugh at.
When you edit and edit and edit a book, and at that point, I just couldn't give this to an editor. I didn't know anyone that could do it. When we did Methodical Deception, we had a professional editor. I'd given her already the first book, so, you know, that was...
But anyway, the point is if you want a first edition of Methodical Illusion in paperback,
a collector's item,
a collector's item, you can still get those, but you have to get them directly from Rebecca Roth's websites. And she will autograph those and put a smiley face or whatever it is she does. And keep in mind, the Ramjet special is still going on through Valentine's Day. What that means is any book you purchase for $20, be it Methodical Illusion or Methodical Deception, if you put Ramjet in the message, you can have another book free. So you can have two Methodical Deceptions, two Methodical Illusions, one of each, whatever it is you want. But if you want the first edition, put that in there, and she will make sure that you get that until they run out. And once they run out, they're gone forever.
And, you know, the second edition of Methodical Illusion has a new foreword by a retired United Airlines captain. It has a handful of endorsements by people like Dr. Kevin Barrett, John B. Wells, Doug Hagman, actually, is one, and there Barbara Honegger, who did the behind the, I forgot the name of her thing now, just my mind is shot from all this coughing. But anyway, listen, if you're looking for a great way to wake people up, Methodical Illusion is actually proving to be somewhat miraculous in doing so. Take yourself out of the equation and give people the Methodical Illusion. And if you really want to help wake people up, get a copy of Methodical Illusion and get it donated into your local library. I'll even sign those for you. So if you're interested to really help spread the truth, go to your local library and ask them if they'll take a donation of a brand new book. And if they'll take that, then you can just donate it to them, because it has really been miraculous. Every time when we do a longer show, I'll share this with you. I've got some incredible emails and messages on Facebook from people who have woken up coworkers. And it's just so cool with the Methodical Illusion. And it really does do a number on people. And they're there. After they finish reading it, they're craving the Methodical Deception. So I'm very excited that it's waking people up, and it's bringing a lot of people forward, lots of airline professionals, pilots, flight attendants, pursers from all around the world. It's very exciting to have, it's like my long-lost family showing up, and I'm hearing from people from Qantas and European carriers. It's just really exciting that, and every one of us is in agreement with Methodical Illusion and what I
The other covered. Thing that's fun is I know you've sent a lot of autographed copies of the book to foreign countries, and there's almost too many to name now. But, you know, every week somebody from some country in Europe or Asia or a lot in Australia, New Zealand want copies of your books, and that's fun to be able to send those.
I just got a message from someone that was in India that wanted to know, how can I get an autographed copy of your book sent there? So if you're mail, we'll deliver. We'll sign them and send them.
Yeah, that's usually the question.
And we can do PayPal now, too. You just want to use that email that's in the store for publisher at KTYS Media for your PayPal. And we'll get that out to you through PayPal if you'd like to pay for it that way. So, well, I don't know. What else do we have to say?
We can talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't have a dog in that fight, so I'll be happy no matter who wins.
Yeah, I am that way too. After seeing that incredible show the other night on the Manning
Book of Manning.
Wow. I'm like, I love that family. It's hard because I like to see the Carolina go for it. Anyway, we are sorry we have to cut our day short here with you, and we'll bring you next Saturday. We'll come back for the hour. And then through this week, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I'll be bringing you some more stuff. If you have any questions or something you'd like me to cover in a short video, just send me an email, and you can find that on any one of my websites. And they'll be linked here at the bottom. I'll leave a link, as they say. So, anyway, thanks for joining us, and I hope you don't catch this cold.
Boy, no kidding. It's not fun. So we'll go out with Mr. Sinatra.
All right.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.